Okay, so this is probably going to be like a two-parter, because we'll do like 10 minutes now and then 20 minutes later on or whatever.
And then in like 3 fucking hours when this stupid Christopher Nolan film is finished, we'll do it again.
Yeah, and we're going to do like a live review in like just a couple hours.
A live review? We'll just sit and watch it, please. We'll just sit and watch it.
We're going to go and see Dunkirk, but Sean doesn't want to go and see it, so I want to go and see it, so, and I'm paying, so... I also don't care about coffee.
you don't care about coffee?
I do, but like,
fuck you, I'm leaving.
Well, it's black and it just does what it needs to do. But okay, so there are two parts to this. So very quickly, San Diego Comic Con happened last week. It was, obviously you weren't there. So my wife at one point...
I was there, what are you talking about?
My wife at one point was like, it does read a wee bit like you are there. I was like, I didn't think it did, but that's fair enough. Understood that.
I was there, and I watched them all doing the Justice League stuff, and Jason Momoa made a joke about everyone being wet. It was funny.
What grabbed me is I'm on a couple of Facebook pages about Comic-Con fraught, and I was just trying to see what folk that were there, what their experiences were like, and all that kind of stuff. And it sounds awful. It sounds like it doesn't sound like a lot of fun. And I know you go there, when you see, it reminds me like going to something, seeing that there's like a million stuff on, because this always happens.
I'm really distracted because there's a wee lassie keeps slapping that dinosaur over there. Keep talking, Jeff, keep talking.
It's like people were going there and all they talked about were like the lines and things like, I'm not right into them, but my son likes some of those Funko Pop toys.
I have one or two in my car.
Yeah. My son likes them.
Six or seven.
My son likes them. We went to a wrestling show at the start of the year where they were selling them. And my son got a couple of them there. But apparently like they had a stand. The guys at the Punko Corporation had a stand, and it had something like a 2-day, like people were queuing for the stand open on the Thursday.
I wonder where the fuck Starbucks is. We're sitting in the Starbucks city, but
yeah.
Ah, fuck it, they're even. Fuck Starbucks.
So, while you were queuing for something like 2 days to get a Funko Pop. I don't quite understand why you would want it. But like, generally, like, I can find links of it.
Do these people not know of this wonderful thing called Amazon? Or you can just order the shit online and they send it to your house?
San Diego do like a... They do specific Funko toys for like just for San Diego. So like you'll get like a certain Flash Funko that you only get if you were there. You know?
Bullshit. What I mean? You'll still find them online. That's people will buy these things up and then sell them online.
Well, that was another complaint. It's people places selling out or like experiences not having stuff because folk are bulk buying. And
tough. Okay, that's life.
Yeah.
By the way, I just want to check, what's the delay like? And although you're not going to massively know what the delay is because you can't physically hear us.
I'm recording like 5 minutes.
Also, what's the sound quality like? Are you like picking up every other background sound in the world? Are you picking up everyone else's conversation? And
it's quite good. Audacity is quite good because it kind of works out. We're using a recording thing here, and Audacity is quite good. It works out what. Back, so there's your blatant background noise, and I can minimise that later on, which is pretty cool. I think we'll probably just
go out. We need to speak louder.
We'll probably just head outside for the next part. We're on a mandate, and we're going to catch this Nolan film that I really, really want to see. Sean doesn't want to go and see it, but I'm paying, so...
Are you? Alright. Jeffrey's going to pay for me to sleep for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm a prostitute.
It does.
Are you going to watch me?
No. We're going to have a wee review of that, and also we're going to fire through San Diego in much more detail. I know that I've just spun through my only comments about San Diego Comic Con.
Where the
queues for the Funko Pop thing.
We're also going to do any news, any reviews, any what we did this week. What did we do this week, Jeffrey?
I've watched all but an episode and a half of Daredevil.
But
I have other things. I did that and I've read books and stuff, so it's all been good. It's been a good week.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, we'll get there. we'll see how we get on as well, because we're recording our podcast on Thursday, so I can see a lot of crossover. So I'm gonna, my plan for this episode is just to get through as most of San Diego. I think that's the big news thing. And then there was a couple other sort of, there was follow-up things from that. But I noticed certainly on the Facebook page that we spiked at San Diego, and then kind of tired ourselves out this week.
But no, that was because we didn't have nothing on Thursday. The news was low, and well, we're just kind of gearing up for today, so I had some to talk about. I started posting shit last night, so I remembered. I was like, oh yeah, we're supposed to do this, aren't we? So.
Yeah, I only posted that like two things in the last night we were. There was something yesterday that caught my eye, and this morning a guy got arrested for driving 88 miles per hour in his DeLorean in America because he was breaking the speed limit. And that was pretty cool. That made me chuckle.
Incidentally, that's how fast I drove to get here.
That's like that's pretty much us just now.
For the moment. The one person that's watching, thanks for sticking around.
I'm quite excited to talk about some of the trailers actually, and also. The one thing I will talk about before, because we've got about 3 minutes, right? The one thing that I thought was quite interesting was on a Wednesday night on San Diego, they do like a preview night. I didn't realise this was a thing, but it's for people that have got like, if you buy like a weekend pass, you get like, from what I understand, you get your Wednesday nights, and you only get a Wednesday night if you've got like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday pass. And they get to go into like one of the homes and watch like the pilots for all the films that are, and programmes that are coming out like in October.
Right.
And apparently Black Lightning was one of them, which is a new CW show.
And that's actually going to be televised, is that?
Yeah, it's televised. It's going to, it's part
of... how we're getting this CW...
The Seeds, it's called, isn't it? Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
I think it's going to be called The Seed. I only know that because I was listening to a podcast on the way here where Matt Ryan? Yeah, plays Constantine. Is that his name?
Oh, I don't fucking know.
Yeah. The Constantine actor, he was being interviewed by Geek History. Listen, it's a really cool podcast, by the way. He was interviewed by them, and he was talking about that Constantine's been made into an animated series for this.
Is he getting the work from it?
He's getting the work from it. It's him that does the voice of Constantine in Justice League Dark.
Oh, is it? Right, okay, that's good then.
So he was talking about that, and he's quite excited because in animation you can explore certain stories that you might not have the budget to.
That makes sense.
So that's pretty cool. So that's going to be part of CW as well.
I didn't care how much one of these on demand. X amount of month things I can have, really.
I think I've got a PlayStation 4. I don't know if you've got, is it a PlayStation 4 you've got?
Yes.
Yeah. What I quite like is
I'm quite vocal about this. I'm insulted by this question.
I quite like the thing that they do. I was talking about it with my mum yesterday actually. If you have the on demand stuff, like for example, if you are right into like if you've got Netflix, like most people watch Netflix for.
I've definitely got Netflix and other people. Definitely use my Netflix. Who is it that uses all my Netflix? What is that?
But if you use certain programs, I think it pulls it onto your dashboard on PC, PS4, which is pretty cool.
It used to, but it doesn't anymore. You've got this own, like, it's got some little section there where you've kind of got to pick up your media and then also decide what to show you from there.
But I think,
do you know the funny thing though? Netflix is second. Why is Netflix second? Who watches Amazon Prime before Netflix? Really? Honestly?
Well,
you're lying.
I think it's pretty cool. When you go onto it, it shows you all the shows that are like, kind of trending at the moment. I think that's pretty cool, because if you have CW and Sky and Netflix and stuff like that, and WWE Network, if they're all there, you can... It'll bring up if NXT comes up. So
WWE Network one's so far down, though, that it's...
Yeah, it is a bit poor.
I've got to be honest though, I'm not even watching the WWE Network.
I'm not watching any wrestling at all. And
I should. I feel bad. I don't care. Right, so Jeff's really desperately wanting to go see this.
Yeah.
And now I want to get a soft pretzel. I really want to go and get a soft pretzel.
Where are you going for a soft pretzel?
Apparently it's down the stairs. Right. And I really, really, really want that. I really want coffee now. So, thank you.
And we'll see you soon.
To you guys.
We'll see you in about, okay, we've got tickets for an arcade thing, but it doesn't look as... It says it's going to take 3 hours. I reckon we'll be done in an hour.
Got like six things.
We'll say 4 o'clock.
I don't know. See when we go to the arcade thing. I'm going to do that. We'll just do this again.
Oh, yeah. We can podcast at the arcade. I'll speak to the boy.
See my video game.
We can interview the arcade boy. Arcade boy. Welcome
arcade
to the show.
Boy.
Right, okay. Right, we'll see you. We'll see you in a couple
VR
hours.
Thing as well, so you can see us look really stupid doing the VR thing.
I'm not doing the VR thing. I'll film you doing the VR thing. Right. That made me chuckle. Right, see you soon.
So, we've seen the movie. We have been to the video games exhibit. Mm-hmm. We also went and did a little...
You went and did a wee
bit. Oh, sorry, I went and did this this little VR thing, which Jeff recorded.
Yeah, I got some of it. A couple of minutes. It's funny for the first minute you watch and then you realise that... How was that? Anyway,
I don't know. It was really weird. It has my head feeling all dopey now.
I've seen that beforehand. I've got a VR helmet I got for my birthday, and it's good in small doses. And actually, been using it a couple of times in like to watch films with it, and while I'm in my bed, so that I'm not like light and noising up my wife. But prefer actually just. Dimming down the picture and putting my earphones in, you know, it's not a...
I don't know, it was a really interesting experience. I tried three different games. I tried a kind of a Matrix shooter style game, which I could not figure out. It was fun.
It looked good, and it looked like you were struggling a wee bit with it.
I couldn't figure out how to throw anything.
Hello.
An Escape from Bloody Mary game, which I couldn't figure out for shit. Like, it was like a puzzle game.
It looked quite crap.
I tried to keep on lighting these candles to scare this bitch away, and just kept on going. Try to shut the window on her, and I ended up like opening the window into the ceiling.
It was like one of those like frustrating games that you get sometimes. Like, I hate it. Like, I had one from a DS where it was like you'd like solve puzzles, and there was like a murder in a motel and stuff, and you can't work out the puzzle, and it affects the playability of the game. I find that quite annoying.
And then I just played this stupid Shoot the Zombies game, which I was having fun with like at the end. And then it was all time out. So I'll give you a quick panoramic. So we're sitting outside, so I have to wear my glasses because I can't see without my glasses. But here we go.
Down in the Banks of Leith, that's pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah, I've never actually sat down here before.
That's like the old Queen's Boat, I think, the Britannia.
I didn't choose that.
It's a total super famous boat.
It's
the old Royal Yacht, I think. So. Probably that's just a...
And we got some food. I got a packed-ass burrito, which I already know is going to blow my head off because the guy let me try it. The chili stuff, and it kicked my butt. Proceeded to make the break with it anyway.
Well, as quick as we can then, so you can fire into that. But yes, so we were just talking about, we were recording on Thursday for our like podcast just before going holiday.
Did we?
I don't want to talk to, pretty much wanted to just go over San Diego because that was quite a big week for, I think.
Yeah, you said something about pop vinyls and Funko over there.
Yeah, no, it was a bit rubbish. But that was the waffle in me. But no, there was loads of stuff that came out of San Diego. As I said earlier, my wife thought some of the ways I was sharing stuff, she was like, "You're acting like you're there and you're not." But there was some really, really good stuff. A lot of interesting stuff that I didn't think I'd be interested in, and actually blew me away a wee bit. I went to my library on Friday and picked up a copy of Ready Player One to read before the film comes out.
Yeah, okay.
I thought that was quite interesting. I'm going to fire up my phone and look at the trailers, and we'll just run through them very quickly.
Yeah.
I think the trailers
did you read anything this week? I read the Winnebago trailer.
The Winnebago. What did you think?
Why are you not going to catch me? Why are you not going to stop me?
I don't know, because I'm not paying attention. Winnebago Graveyard?
Do you know what? I thought it was like, and you probably won't have read it yet, but like, I thought it was a lot like Outcast.
Oh, yeah.
Similar art style. You know, it was a lot like Outcast. But, aye, for the short amount
it's only one issue of a smaller, of a series. So.
Aye. One wee trip to the bathroom
not much in the way dialogue, is that the word?
Aye. Mm-hmm. But you know, still. I went and seen this Spider Hyphen Man. I discovered this yesterday. My whole world is a sham. It's a lie. Spider Hyphen Man. Why is that? Why is it Spider Hyphen Man?
I know, but it was something I've struggled with while we've been talking about it.
Is it Bat Hyphen Man? Is it Super Hyphen Man?
No, it's Batman. Batman one word.
So why is it Spider Hyphen Man?
I don't know. Stan Lee, I think.
This is honestly, it's got my whole world in a shambles, and is everything I believed to be a lie? 6 hours, oh no, we're trying to reconnect. Why? We had the full signal. That's shit.
Sorry, there we go.
Oh, my connection is weak. Oh, it's always t-shirt weather. Yes,
it's not badly.
Although, what's long sleeve? Long sleeve, what a lady. what's your geek t-shirt this week?
It is
blue and white.
It is blue and white. I don't know why I didn't put anything on.
I'm wearing Batman, but you know, blue and white over here.
I was going to go put something on, and actually, I was going to buy something from the. HMV here.
Oh wait! I'll demonstrate to you here as well, Colin. Right, it's not just t-shirt weather. T-shirt weather. Right, it's shorts weather. Look at that for both of us.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Okay, so other things that fired into San Diego stuff. I finally got to the bit. Sorry, guys, we were wondering. So there was a Defenders second trailer. I think was the first big sort of.
It was on in cinema yesterday.
Yeah.
So that's what.
Was it the one that got released recently? Because there's now
Spider Hyphen Man.
Because there's now two trailers for Defenders. There's the one that I think everyone has seen before, where it was kind of hinting that, and then they did one where Sigourney Weaver does a bit of monologue over the trailer.
No, that was the one I saw. Seeing Spider-Man yesterday.
However, Colin's not here, and he feels the need to tell us that he's
he's also wearing a geek t-shirt. Not that you are, though.
I am not wearing a geek t-shirt. I just forgot. I thought about it until when you pulled up earlier.
It's bad enough that we don't have any mugs. Well, I mean, Jeff just brought himself coffee. We don't have any geek mugs. It's bad enough that we don't have that going on. T-shirt.
I know, sorry.
It's against the rules.
I know, well. For the radio listeners, they don't really give a shit.
No, they don't.
So the Defenders trailer, the big thing out of that was the Punisher shows up at the end, and there was questions about whether he was going to be in. He was going to be a Defender.
There was not in the trailer that I watched yesterday.
No, well there you go.
So there's another trailer.
There's a trailer with the Punisher. Punisher shows up at the end and says something like, "Oh, it looks like I got here in time," or something like that. Check it out. It's on the Facebook page that you and me both moderate. Yes, it's there.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I put that up.
I haven't seen this.
It's up from last week. So yeah, so the Punisher is confirmed as a Defender.
Yeah, he tagged me.
That's pretty cool.
He's not confirmed as a Defender. He's in it, but he is not a.
Presuming they're when they on the run up to him getting his own series, they're going to give him a more.
A little bit more information.
So that was a cool one there. It just looks good. It looks Marvel's kind of safe. I'm very, very close to finishing Daredevil now. And
that's the thing. Caitlin said to me when we were away to see Spider-Man yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The Defenders trailer came on, and she went, "Can we watch that, Daddy?" And I went, "No." She says, "Why?" And I said, "Because you haven't seen the other four fucking seasons that come before it." And she was like, "How?" And I was like, Daredevil season 1 and 2, Jessica Jones, Power Man, Iron Fist, you're worse than Jeff." I was like, "You're not getting to watch that."
She has to wear that because she's like 9 now.
She's like 12.
12, okay. It's my son that's 9. He's not allowed to watch Daredevil. I'm enjoying Daredevil season 2. That was my sort of big, what did I do this week? I mean, I've been watching that, just trying to catch up.
Apparently Natalie says hi.
Oh yeah, hi Natalie. Natalie is I'll stop swearing because I am a teacher at her school.
I will not, because I am not a teacher at anyone's school. I'm a van driver, and as Craig Valent will attest to, it's white. So I will also say shit and fuck. There's a big fucking bird there. Get away.
Sean's getting weird there, all the pigeons and stuff. No, pigeons, seagulls.
Those are not pigeons. Those are big ass fucking horrifying albatrosses.
What was I saying before you started talking about scary seagulls? Defenders looks alright. I will hopefully.
Jeez, dog, get away, get the fuck. I swear, I'll throw the fucking chair at you. We might have to go inside soon.
So for those that are listening and not watching, I'm currently laughing at several tourists laughing at Sean, who's getting scared by seagulls.
It's fucking horrifying. What are you scared of? What are you scared of?
Women.
Right, well,
and spiders.
How would you like it
and
if spider
women. Spider
women.
That's a great line.
Well, I'll just cover you in spider women.
Sweetie Sean. Okay, so that was the first trailer that came out of. I just thought it was cool. The main I thought San Diego Comic Con kind of started off slow, actually, if you were kind of following it from the sidelines. I did say to you that they, on the Wednesday night they do like a preview evening, and the Black Lightning one's getting really well received,
right,
which is cool. I don't know if that fits into the Arrowverse though.
No, it does.
Are they seagulls or sea hyphen gulls? You posted up, and I didn't watch it because I've not seen the end of season 7, but you posted up the season 8 official Comic-Con trailer. The bit I did notice is at the end Rick is old.
I can tell you why.
It's a time jump in the book comic series.
I keep getting told to not give nobody spoilers about nothing, so
I'm going to just stick spoilers on the top.
It's going the right direction, the way it's supposed to go. As you are aware.
Absolutely.
Do you see that? You see that funny meme that was like, he woke up like that, and it was just like, you know, he's fulfilled his destiny. He's put the ring back to back to Mordor, and that's it. He has to travel to the West now. So like, he's got like the fucking remaining Fellowship of the Ring standing over the bed. There's birds happening again. Jeff, I swear to fuck up. I'm just gonna go away. This fucking hard. Still feeding the bastard.
We're gonna fire in quickly as I can. Okay, so hey, Marvel Inhumans, that trailer came out and looks a bit goth, in my opinion. Have you seen the Inhuman stuff? It just doesn't look...
Nah, I don't care.
Yeah,
I swear to fuck.
Colin started watching Game of Thrones new season this week. Anya is...
Who is?
Anya.
Who?
Arya, I don't know.
Yeah, there you go.
A mean ass.
Is a mean ass.
A mean ass. A mean hyphen ass.
My name is Arya.
Arya.
I hate
Arya.
Most people say
it.
Say her name.
Because I'm English.
Arya.
I can see my birthplace from across the war.
Do you know what I hate as well? How English people say Sean. Really, really, really get on my nerves.
Do I say it? Weird.
No, say it.
Sean.
No, that's just how it's supposed to be. English people say Sean.
Okay, so yeah.
I hate it.
Time jump, Inhumans, not very interested in. The first trailer, as I mentioned earlier, the first trailer that got me total bouncing was the Ready Player One trailer. Came out, Steven Spielberg movie next year. I don't know much about it. I borrowed the book from the library to read up on it. But in the trailer, you know, the turtles are in the trailer, the Iron Giant's in the trailer, the DeLorean shows up in some sort of car race at the end.
88 miles an hour get lifted.
Yeah, that was the easiest thing. So that was cool. I like that. Ready Player One, from what I understand, it's an incredibly successful book that was one of those books, a bit like The Time Traveler's Wife, that got picked up for its movie very soon after
publication. Oh wait, it was a book, like, with words?
Mm-hmm.
Oh no.
Ah, sorry. I know you don't do the reading thing.
Oh no.
Okay, right, and then there was all the Hall H stuff on, like, Saturday and Sunday.
H as in, like, H from Steps?
Yeah, his Hall is the popular one at San Diego. And it's just started. These ones get kind of crazy, particularly like the DC one. Seemed that it was just they were spitting out like information all the time, and there was a massive info dump on Sunday from us. But the big one I thought was interesting was they released a new trailer to Justice League, and it looks quite decent. But we have to reserve judgment because these movies are touch and go. Anyway, I think
with DC, it is. I mean,
I fucking swear to fuck. It's just a bird, man. It's no interest in you. You've got nothing for it.
I swear to fuck, it comes back. It comes back and hit it with a chair.
Oh dear. The big news I thought out of all they did the release schedule for all the new DC movies. So there's like Justice League 2, for example. But there's also the Flash movie, the first Flash solo movie is going to be called Flashpoint, which long-term listeners of our show will say we both love Flashpoint as a comic concept and a cartoon.
Super hyphen, man.
Wait.
Spell hyphen, right? Like I said, I totally ripped a picture of a customer the other day when she told me her name was something hyphen something, and I was like, how do you spell hyphen? So, anyways, the Flashpoint paradox. Yeah,
which is amazing.
When you first told me that, I was like, nah, fuck this. This is absolutely. I was super annoyed about it because it's really a little leak. Yay.
That's nice.
Aye, I was super annoyed about it, right, because the Flashpoint Paradox completely changed the DC Universe entirely. It was like, I'm going to change this one massive event and every other thing that you think you know goes to fuck, you know what I mean? My question was, like, if you've got no established canon at all, because you've only had a handful of movies by this point, how can you then take your first effort from this character and go, and now I'm going to rewrite the whole thing?
Because there's enough there, I think, to do it.
That was my big issue with it. But then someone pointed out the details. Bird, if you fucking even...
I'm enjoying the birds more.
It's not even funny. Someone pointed out the details, and all of a sudden, there shined a shiny demon.
Thomas Wayne is.
All of a sudden, it made complete sense why we got such large actors to play a tiny bit part in Batman vs Superman.
Because
it made no sense in the world.
Who's the actress? What's her job?
Lauren Cohen. She plays Maggie in The Walking
Dead. I recognise her.
She was also in Supernatural.
That's cool.
Why you would get such large scale? I mean, albeit television, but like obviously Jeffrey Dean Morgan's had big roles as well.
Watchmen,
why you would have such large scale and well known at this point actors to play a non-talking bit part in a movie?
Because they're going to make Flashpoint, and that makes sense.
Especially because it's established that that's who.
If you don't know what we're talking about, go and read Flashpoint Paradox.
Or do you know what? Watch it on Amazon Prime.
The animated movie is brilliant, actually, and it complements the comic excellently. Yeah, check it out. It's good.
And you know what? Just because of the trailer, I'm beginning to not hate Ezra Miller.
I'm
not there yet. I'm still.
He was one of the standout funny things, and I had explained the joke to my son, and in explaining it, it was even funnier because they're like, "Yeah, Batman and that always
they all
just
disappear.
They all disappear when they're not looking."
They really disappear, don't they? That's just rude.
And the thing about. Well, we're going to actually fight something. You know, I don't fight things. I kind of run at them very quickly and push them and then run away. Yeah. Which is fair enough. It's cool because we're getting a.
I'm beginning to not hate Ezra Miller, but I don't know if that's I don't hate Barry Allen.
I think it fits within the time frame that DC have put together in it, because Barry will be. I think that's what annoyed me most about Barry creating the Flashpoint in the TV series was that we should have learnt. He should have learned his lesson by now. What I'm liking about what they can play about with in the what they can play about with in this sort of the DC movie universe is they can play about with the idea that.
Jeff's speaking real quiet. Because he thinks everyone's listening.
I'm concentrating on one thing, right? So
when there's like four people watching.
No, I think. let me try and get what I'm trying to think. I'm knocking my coffee over because you've.
It's not even in it.
They have played around with. They're playing around with the fact that Barry is a very young Flash, so he doesn't quite understand the consequences of his actions.
Mm-hmm.
And actually bringing the Flashpoint Paradox this far early, as well as being like one of the most iconic Flash comics, that they can. And they have the actors in place now that they can do that, and they can do the paradox, and then they can finish it presumably the same way that they finish it in the comics.
And take it back to where
you can chalk it down to a early Barry Allen era rather than
what you'd be allowed to happen as well when you take it back to the start. You can actually do like they've done in the show and make finite changes, right? Where you could recast someone if need be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, I'm okay with it. My big problem
with it is that it's the same mistake they made with the Green Arrow movie. The Green Lantern movie, and they made a few. But the biggest one I feel that they made was they made Ryan Reynolds Hal Jordan rather than Kyle Rayner. He should have been Kyle Rayner. Whereas this time they've made. Ezra Miller, Barry Allen.
I think
he would have been better than Wally West. Fair enough, he's no ginger, but it's fine.
Nice.
But aye, like, because he just seems that same wisecracky way. Barry's no funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Barry was never funny.
He's like a Boy Scout. Yeah, he is.
He was a Boy Scout. He was exactly the same as Hal Jordan. Three bags full, sir.
Yeah, but I'm quite, it's good. The Justice League trailer came out, as you say, there was some really interesting stuff in there to unravel. Obviously, the big question is who's Jeremy Irons talking about?
Who's Jeremy Irons talking about?
Is it Superman? People are saying it's probably Superman, but other people are saying, is there a green glow in his glasses?
I think that they want us to... I think the way that the trailer is done, it's so that they want us to think that it's Superman.
I think it might be the Green Lantern.
Well, Steppenwolf says the line, and I have rewatched it and realised, I thought I said Lantian, I really did, as in Atlantean, as in Atlantis.
No, he says lanterns, doesn't he?
But he says no lantern, no Kryptonians, you're just the same as everyone else, right? So, two things you can take away from that. The mention of lantern, the mention of Kryptonians. No Kryptonians. Right, so, the argument is it Superman?
Is it Supergirl?
Is it Superbird? Or is it Green Lantern?
Somebody said
one of them. Of course, we're going to watch it now, and it's going to be like something really pish.
Right.
It's like, oh, it's Elastic Man.
Or it's Batman coming back from wherever he was.
Why would he say, oh, he said you'd come?
I don't know.
Master Bruce said you'd come.
All right, yeah. I can't remember the line.
Oh, hi, Master Bruce. Master Bruce said you'd come.
Yeah, so, I'm pretty sure that guy... is like a pro... darts player or something.
I couldn't give a fuck. I give no shit.
I recognise him
that.
From somewhere. That was that. I'm just running through them because I want to be finished about 10 minutes. The Gifted, did you watch that trailer? It's a new X-Men series, looks quite good.
Right, that's not following any of the actual X-Men we give no fucks about.
It's a young. I watched it and it's produced by Fox, who obviously do the Legion.
Which was really hard to watch.
Yeah, just alright, I think.
Not that you know.
Nah, I'm not of no interest. It looked quite good. The other thing, DC... I'm jumping back and forth. Sorry, I'm just running up our feeds, guys, sorry. DC Universe Batflick has said that he's not leaving.
Hey, I was concerned about that.
I think a lot of people were. So he's confirmed at panel that he's not, whether that actually means he isn't or not. Wow. I don't know. We hope so, though. Guardians of the Galaxy. No, that was not Thor. The new Thor Ragnarok trailer came out via. I watched it via Guardians of the Galaxy. They shared it on their page.
Okay.
And that looked quite good as well. A Talking Hulk, is very much like the animated series in the comic books. He talks.
Colin says that David Duchovny is making an audio X-File series. So what will that be like?
A bit like the big Finnish Doctor Who series, Colin.
Like a podcast.
No, I was thinking more like. It could
be
like an audio book, no? Or like audio series. Well, you don't like Doctor Who, but there's a company called Big Finish, and who produce Doctor Who audio adventures using the older Doctors. So like your Tom Bakers and stuff, the guys that have retired years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it means they can revisit stuff like Dave Tennant has done a couple. John Barrowman's done a couple ones for Torchwood.
Just on that note, Ken, something really pissed me off the other day. The other day I happened to turn on the TV and. Harry Potter and the Giblet of Fire was on there.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, Dave Tennant's in that, isn't he?
Yeah. For like a minute. Mm-hmm. He has like
still a main role though, like.
No, I'd like I mean he's the whole reason like he's a twisted and whatever, right? But he was an important character in it, but you only see him like twice and he only says like two lines or some shit like that. And it's like, what a fucking colossal waste of David Tennant. That was like, really, you could have had anybody do that shit.
I think it
you
was.
Know, why did he not show up again?
I think it was pre Doctor Who, though.
He?
I don't think he was Doctor Who yet.
Really?
I think he was maybe a year ahead of being Doctor Who.
Right.
So.
I just was a colossal waste, but even at that, though, right? Like, they took him to Azkaban, right? Mm. But, like, all the bad guys got out of Azkaban later on. Why was he no back?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good point.
I don't know, it's bullshit.
I don't know, yeah. Back in the DC world, the CW put up they've got this, we talked about this just before, CW have got a online subscription thing coming up called The Seed, and they're putting quite a lot in there, so we're getting an animated series of Constantine, and we're also getting one, the trailer came up, I thought, okay, called Freedom Fighters of the Ray, It's from the creators of Flash and Arrow. It's the way they're publicising it. It looks okay. I put the trailer up on.
It's the live action Teen Titans. It excites me the most, but we'll have to wait to see how that goes.
Yeah.
Background noise,
just
doing my fucking head.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Okay. There was a new DC's Legends of Tomorrow trailer that kind of suggests that they're going to tie up.
I think I shared up all the CW stuff. I missed Flash somehow.
I did Legends. Or
I missed Flash somehow and I got a pile of shit about it. But I fixed it.
I did Legends Arrow and then Colin did Stranger Things. But Legends of Tomorrow, it looks like...
Jeff would know. Mm-hmm.
I read up on Legends of Tomorrow, what their next series is going to be about, and it looks like Rip Hunter is going to form some sort of new Time Master kind of. He's forming a new Time Masters kind of group,
right?
And they're going to be directly at like odds with the League of the Legends, because the Legends now think, well, you know, they've saved the timeline twice. I know they've messed up a couple of times as well, but they've saved existence at least twice now. So
again, it's just another really fun one to watch. Isn't
yeah,
it? So
yeah, it's always that's it. It's a fun show, and they can play around with the ladies.
Didn't he go too deep into it? Like save the deep shit for Arrow. Deep shit.
Yeah, the Arrow one was quite interesting. The trailer there because it's not
giving much away, but it doesn't need to. But at this stage of the game, it's like you're either watching it or you know. You're not going to get no new viewers for Arrow.
Yeah, the cliffhanger was a beast as well, with like who's dead,
it's the same theory as why have they not released Infinity War Infinity War footage yet, right? Because like you've had the Thor footage, right? And you've had the Justice League footage, right? And the Thor footage is more watched than the Justice League footage. So why the fuck would Marvel bother?
I don't know.
No need.
Yeah, there isn't any need. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's no need.
You did release Flash. I did DC and Arrow. They're giving nothing away about Arrow. Colin, I don't know if you're still watching. Is the Duchovny audio series? Will it be? Is it a audio drama or is it like a backstage thing? Or
I'm
quite interested in that. Because I love the X-Files.
That was the week's news. Effectively.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. There was a Stranger Things season 2 trailer. They leaked the Infinity War trailer, but I've not watched it.
I shared it. Come on, I'm a brick.
I've not watched it.
But it's already gone though. You can't see it now. It's too late.
Yeah, it's good. Sorry, I'm just in case we're missing anyone. Yeah, you shared the thing about the two guys from the Flashpoint Paradox, and actually, that's pretty cool. Iron Fist has been renewed for season 2.
Yep. Don't have a problem with that. You don't have to go back through all the information, Jeff.
I'm just seeing what we've got. Everybody is watching the leaked Infinity War footage. I put up the No One Has Patience. Unless you've seen that, I don't know about X-Files. Okay. Thanks, Colin. What was I going to say? Good. There's Go and Watch Spider-Man. That's my favourite post-credit sequence. I got totally trolled by it as well though, because somebody said you need to stay to the end. The post-credit sequence is amazing.
Well, I fortunately did not get trolled by it.
You asked me and I told you the troll.
I don't have an issue with spoilers. People can tell me spoilers and people can send me leaked footage and shit like that. I don't really care. It's not going to affect whether I watch it or not. Right, so. So I caught the Spider-Man just yesterday, last night, and all in all, I mean, you've seen it, it's a fun movie.
You listened back a couple of season episodes ago, me and Colin talk about that at length.
That one where...
you weren't there, yeah.
The handsome, funny one, wasn't there?
So check it if you've not seen it, and listen to it, and make sure you've seen it before you listen back to our podcast, but... When we reviewed it at length, it's good, it's well cast, it's well acted.
It's a hell of a lot of fun, really.
Yeah.
I enjoyed all the interactions with Karen. That was brilliant.
Yeah.
The suit. Hey, suit lady. I call you suit lady.
You asked me again, it's like, who's,
we had a group conversation about it, and you guys are all like, oh my god, that's so funny, Jennifer Connelly. And I'm like, why is that funny? I don't get it.
Well, she's playing essentially the same character as her husband.
I know, but like, they've been married for such a long time.
It was a nice nod, though.
Like old children and stuff.
It was a nice nod to the role that her husband plays. I thought about this before, that the current Vision comic book trailer, comic book story, is about Vision trying to it's called, I think it's called We Are Vision. I might be wrong about that. Someone need to get back to me. But the current Vision comic book story is him trying to raise a family. And it's him and a lady Vision and Vision kids living in suburbia trying to...
So would you like it if it was like Karen Vision?
Yeah.
My only dilemma, my only argument towards it was, I wish it had been Friday. Like, so when Tony Stark's replacement VR came on in Ultron,
yeah.
I kind of wish it had been Friday.
Yeah. It could have been without really...
That would have been much more funnier. That would have been like, ha!
I did like the idea of a suit, though, having like... the training wheels protocol, so you can't, and just stuff like that's pretty cool. Like, you're like
baby monitor protocol,
yeah,
that was just a hell of a lot of fun. And you know, I'm gonna throw it out there right now, if anybody's gonna plan to see it, don't pay for the credit scene. It's stupid,
it's so good, though.
It's irrelevant, it's stupid.
It's so good, and that horrible feeling when you watch it, when it's dawning on you what's going on, and you're like, fuck you.
I sat here for fucking ages.
Yeah, it was good. But a lovely nod to what else was happening in the film. I'm trying what else was really good in the film. Yeah, just well cast. Vision will be screwed to infinity as much as James. I guess that's why they were filming it. I think so. I would like. Colin's usually our tech man in the podcast, but there is a Vision comic series about him trying to settle into family life, but them being folk laughing at this lane.
That's what you get for doing it in public.
Things like
showman all you like, but
one of the plot lines is that his like Lady Vision is.
Lady Vision, I like the sound of it.
I don't know. She kills somebody in a PTA meeting or something, you know, something like just not knowing how to deal with like a tactile situation. Mm-hmm. Like Vision Comics Hell. Yeah, cool. I think that was San Diego. I'm checking what else.
So we've all seen the Spider-Man now.
Yeah, it's good.
Right? Skip to the end, because you saw the thing come up telling me my battery was dying.
Right.
So,
Dunkirk.
We've been and seen Dunkirk now.
You didn't want to go and see Dunkirk.
I
wanted to see Dunkirk very badly, and we had a wee chat about why and the whole thing about I've got sort of family connections, and there was a wee nod to Weymouth at the end. I don't know if you clocked it, which was quite heartwarming.
I didn't, but I'll tell you.
The local newspaper at the end was the Weymouth Chronicle
Aye.
No, it's good. I don't want to
spoil history, Jeff.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I
don't want to. I don't want to talk about spoilers. However, you know, it was 80 years ago.
It's okay. We won.
Yeah.
What language are we speaking?
It's pretty cool.
We fucking won.
So spoilers, just for like 2 minutes, just so we can talk about it. If you've not seen Dunkirk and you want to see it, but you don't want to hear any.
We won the war.
My first thing, I'm going to absolutely agree with what Colin's saying here. If you can see it, go and see it in the cinema. I think it was very loud. I jumped a couple of times.
I noticed that. What were you jumping so much?
There was
for? You're like jumping for like gunshots and stuff.
There was a few bits. There was the one right at the start, because it was silent for about 2 or 3 minutes.
Well, that one where it went, hello.
Oh no.
There's a bit of darkness. Refines the senses, doesn't it?
I don't know. Like, they were walking through the street, and then somebody like opened fire. That was quite jumpy. It was just good. I'm trying to think what was good. Tom Hardy was there.
I'm going to throw this out here, right? The stylish Harry.
He was alright.
He wasn't bad.
He didn't do anything.
I asked my
mother-in-law went to see it last week, and she was like, don't
what
worry.
What
do, don't, don't. No, she knew who it was. She said, don't worry about who's in it, because no one's in the film for an over...
Why does Tom Hardy wear a mask in every single role that he's in? Fuck off, pigeon.
It's not even every role, then. It's just every role that
He always does something funny with his voice. He can't just speak like a normal person. He always has to speak really weird.
That's a Christopher Nolan thing, I think.
Because he's a fucking dick, that's why.
I am.
Christopher Nolan makes garbage movies.
I am.
He's a dick, so... Thanks for coming.
Did you not like Dunkirk?
I don't like him.
I found the time jumpy thing a bit annoying. It took me a wee while to work out that was what was happening. I don't know if you even clocked it.
What?
It was time jumping for like... So there was like three stories. There was the week, the...
Or what?
So like Tom Hardy's arc lasted an hour. Whereas the soldiers
lasted a week.
That was a week, right. And it was a day for the boat that went back and forth.
Back and forward,
however,
yeah.
They were splicing the stories together, so you were having
so
to try and
work. Like merged together.
And right at the end, they did merge together because they were all involved in the same altercation.
In the same ending, really.
That was quite. I found that quite challenging because there was bits where like the soldiers are running around at night time, and then it transfers back to Tom Hardy who's flying around during the daytime.
During the day,
that was getting a bit confusing, but. I really recommended it. If you're a history buff, I know.
Seagull, if you fucking do not fuck off.
Do you think there was any seagulls at Dunkirk?
Was that a segue? So we saw the Dunkirk. Jeff loved it. Good, I'm glad.
What did you think?
I went to the toilet for a
for
while.
For ages, so, man. Yeah. You were away for a while. I was actually going to send a search party out for you. You got lost at sea or something.
What were you doing? You conscript all the people that live locally and go find Sean.
I misread what Colin said. Sorry if I ruined anything, Colin. I don't think I did.
So we did that.
We went to the arcade.
It was called a history of video games exhibit. We actually both thought that we'd been to it before, but no, we didn't need that. Like the one that we'd been to before was like a lot more
exhibit-y.
It was a lot more exhibit-y and like well laid out and had like bits to read and stuff like that. But we went in here and there was just PlayStations and N64s and Nintendo Entertainment Systems and Master Systems and Mega Drive set up, and it was just like, oh fuck. So we were able to
just go
in. I was able to whoop Jeff's.
I was a bit worried.
Street Fighter and at Virtua Fighter and at Tekken.
You did whip me.
Rage. And,
fairness,
Mario Kart and
everything else we played.
Everything that we played. Remember, you beat me that one time in Tekken when you had eight guys and I had one.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
It was okay. I don't know what you would say, but I really enjoyed the one at the museum more than that.
It had a lot more depth, a lot more history, but I felt like that focused a hell of a lot on like tablets and today's video games rather than. What we had before, because like what we had before was badass. So
it was okay. I was a bit worried about how we would fit everything in. I was like, oh, we're gonna have to podcast. I need to get home for about. We're gonna quit in about 10 minutes actually, because I'm gonna go and put my son to bed and stuff. And I was a bit worried about how we're gonna fit everything in. And we should still be in that if we went by what they were saying about how long you can spend in that arcade. We should still be there for another hour, and we were done.
Nah. Jeff doesn't have a lot of attention span. We did like two levels of Streets of Rage, and he was like, "I'm fed up." And he's like, "What?"
Yeah.
But annoying.
Would you have stayed for longer then if I hadn't pulled out? Like,
if you hadn't pulled out, that's what she said.
Yeah. I just don't. I mean, there was like Game Boys and stuff
put it this way: like, I would have finished Streets of Rage, right? I would have played Tekken 2 so many times that all the characters would unlocked. I would have. Fucking finished Duck Hunt because I only did like three levels of it.
It was okay. I'm glad we got the group on because that was supposed to be a tenner ahead. Yeah, and then you did the VR cafe thing, which I'll put up the videos of. What do you think of that? It was like
It was cool. It was cool. It made me feel weird. It made me feel a little bit loopy, and you like because you kind of tell what's going on, like outside in real life. It was kind of like. I was getting all tangled up in wires and stuff, like there was like a wire for it to
supposed to be quite confusing because they weren't there
like,
in your game, you know what I mean?
I was like, what's happening? I can't move my arm. It was pretty cool. I don't know if that's the future of gaming.
Yes, I don't think it is.
Because it's a pain in the arse.
I think, unless it goes wireless and still maintains like crispness, I don't see that being where gaming goes. VR, I think.
I kept on feeling like I wanted to walk around as well. I was like, oh, look, I need to go and check what's in the bucket.
I've seen them. I don't know if you've seen it, but my friend Neil showed me it, and it's like a guy did like a COD Call of Duty emulator where you're on a treadmill that's like a ball. And you run on it, and when you turn around, it all moves with you. It's completely immersive in 360. And
because there was stuff like there was tables and there was furniture in the games, and I was reacting to that like
I think
it was there.
I think I always thought like
I was gonna hit my knee after that table, but fuck up.
I always thought when it was on like your I thought things like when they did the Wii and then the Xbox 360 Wii, which was called the, you know what I'm thinking about.
shit thing.
I had it. I thought that
like
was
the eye toy for the PlayStation.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be the future of gaming. In that, I think gaming still needs to maintain. I think you can get away with not being real worldy as long as it's still fun.
I genuinely think like where we are with gaming right now, you know, this. Mm-hmm. That's the best we're ever going to get.
Because it's still supposed to be social and fun. And
the fact that there's no even a wire now, that's plenty.
Yeah.
We don't have to be no more.
Colin's son won the cosplay contest at Glenrothes, just found it 2 days ago. We think he's won a Nintendo Switch. I think things like the Switch are where game.
Nintendo Switch will hold up itself when you win it. Like, if you have to spend money on it, no.
That's amazing though that he's won a Nintendo Switch, Colin. That's great. That's really cool. I got my PS4 secondhand. I don't think I would have spent the £450 that it cost when I got it. I got it for £300, and even then I was like, this is a push. But I'm a total skinflint, we've talked about this before.
I got my PlayStation 4 for my second 29th birthday, so I didn't have to spend anything on it either.
It's okay, I use mine more like a media centre than a gaming console.
Mine's just everything. Everything apart from my anime watching machine, which is a laptop.
Yeah. I think the future of gaming, well, I think Nintendo have it worked out, I think. But saying that, the last couple of, was it the Wii U was a total disaster?
What do you mean Nintendo have worked out?
I think they know more so than most where sort of social gaming is.
Never land with Nintendo. It lands for like a month maybe, where it's like, oh yeah, this is so cool. But it always comes back to,
you know, sit down and play it.
You didn't want to do this shit anymore.
Aye.
You know, and that pull up and walk away and keep playing thing. PlayStations have been able to do that for about 6 years.
Yeah.
It's not new. Nintendo have made it so that it's much easier to do, but it's not new.
I think VR is a gimmick, and that's unfortunately until they proper holodeck it like they do on Star Trek. It's just,
that's the way, isn't it? Holodeck, replicators, transporters.
I spoke to Colin about comic booking, and I've been writing comic books. And one of the things that sat with me quite interesting is Colin said that when you're writing or when you're creating any sort of piece of media, it needs to exist within its own. It needs to fit within its own. Like, you have to establish a set of rules, and then you have to stay within those rules. And it's probably why I get annoyed at Flash so much, is because you may have struggled a wee bit with trying to establish what the rules. There you go. You may have struggled a wee bit with how time travel works in Flash, for example. Because it's like you're like, no, I want there to be an established set of rules. And Colin said that when he was writing his comics, you need to make sure you've planned.
These are the rules.
Yeah. I'm interested with how they take the future of gaming. Is it a Ready Player One was written in like 2011?
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see when they make the game, what the rules to future VR, you know, in this sort of. I like it when retro, like when we watch old Star Trek episodes and they try and show you what the future looks like, and we can do a lot of the stuff better.
So I'm saying transporters, replicators, holodeck.
But things like tablets and like. One of the things that was quite funny, I think it was Chris Pine was talking about it in one of his Star Trek interviews. He was like, "We're trying to keep Star Trek loyal to
what it was,
while understanding that the things you could do with a tricorder recorder, you could do better with a mobile phone now. You know, don't see how Doctor Strange magic works with a tech-based Avengers. I'm going to watch Doctor Strange."
They say that Doctor Strange is by far the most powerful person in the Marvel Universe, so...
I'm quite interested. I was listening to a Justice League Dark-based podcast on the way in, and they were talking about, like, that's one of Batman's major issues with guys like Constantine. And they actually make that magic versus tech a plot point, like, which I'm quite interested in. Like, Batman, for example, I know we just jumped in from a Marvel to a DC there, but Batman bases his whole repertoire on what's observable, and you can't observe magic, and so he hates Constantine in the comics as a result of that. because it's not quantifiable within his understanding of how the world works, which is quite an interesting. It'd be nice if Tony Stark did something quite similar with Doctor Strange.
You can see that happening, yeah. Can't you?
Like, because he's using a skill set that Tony Stark can't buy and build, so he's gonna. I think that's quite interesting.
As long as someone says no shit, Sherlock, yeah, in front of those two.
Because they had that line in.
I'll be mad.
I know. Didn't they have that line in Avengers: Age of Ultron, where like how Thor's hammer works? He's like, and they're like, you know, it's the rules are quite simple. You're not mighty enough to hold it. And he's like, oh, is it one of those things like whoever has the fingerprints shall wield the sword?
Well, that is what it is. That is exactly what it is, because it's actually something to do with his gauntlets.
Oh, really?
My brother knows the rules because he read the Norse mythology about it, and it's actually whoever wears the fucking wrist things. It's not a day with Thor.
Okay.
So
I always thought it was who was worthy.
Nah, it's whoever's wearing the wrist things.
Ah, fair enough.
True story.
Cool.
That's the show. I got about like fucking 10% battery left or some shit. I'm gonna try and charge it a little bit in the car. So now we're gonna eat. I'm gonna eat my badass looking burrito. I'm sitting here looking at this.
I'm gonna go home and put my son to bed.
Oh no.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah.